Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to discuss promotion through the fire. Have you ever been seeking promotion at work or greater recognition in the workplace, but yet nothing seemed to happen? Does it seem that everyone else is getting promoted but you? Or perhaps your children or grandchildren feel that way? Sometimes we have to go through the fire to literally end up on the other side. Consider the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were cast into the fiery furnace, heated 7 times hotter by King Nebuchadnezzar, simply because they refused to worship his golden image. As you remember, the fire was so hot that it killed the soldiers who threw the young man into the raging inferno. There are times when you may feel like that you're going through the fire, financially speaking. But you got to remember that you're not alone, and neither were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 3:25, answered and said, "Lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have not been hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." See, we need to remember always that we're never alone. When the past due bills flood the mailbox, you're not alone. When you've been laid off with no apparent job opportunities in sight, you're not alone. When the doctor's given you the worst possible report, you're not alone. Through whatever fire the enemy may send your way, always remember, you're not alone. God has you in his protective care. Daniel 3:27, New Living Translation. Then the high officers, officials, governors, and advisors crowded around them and saw the fire had not touched them. Not a hair on their heads was singed, and their clothing was not scorched. They didn't even smell of smoke. God used what the devil meant for harm for good. Daniel 3:28, Classic Amplified Bible. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who believed in, trusted in, and relied on him." And they set aside the king's command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, and language that speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces and their houses be made a dunghill. For there's no God who can deliver in this way.
Wow, wow. You know, hopefully you're not being thrown in the fire. But the point of it is that sometimes we feel like we're going through the financial fires. And there are 2 things to remember. First, we need to glorify God for our deliverance. Believe me, it's coming. We glorify him ahead of time, knowing that he will take care of us. And second, we got to know that we will have a reward coming for obedience to his word. In Daniel 3:30 in New Living Translation, it says, "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon." The Living Bible version of Daniel 3:30 says, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prospered greatly there." Promotions and rewards follow our time through the fire.
Wow.
It's important to remember that even in the midst of adversity, on the job or wherever, God wants us promoted. He says so. He wants us for greater use in the kingdom, to be his witnesses. And yes, even remember, we need to remember every day who brings promotion.
Yes.
I love this scripture. Psalm 75:6. "For promotion and power come from nowhere on earth." Listen to this. I'm going to read it again. Psalm 75, okay? This is in the Message Bible. For promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God.
Yes.
He promotes one and disposes another. Mm. That ought to make you shout.
Hallelujah.
On this incredible Tuesday morning. Your promotion comes from the Lord. He gives you the power and favor for advancement in every single area of human endeavor. And let me tell you, knowing that God brings promotion in our lives is the most comforting thought, considering the, well, just considering life it has been for the last couple years. You know, there's one thing that never changes, and that's God. We have absolutely no guarantees that our lives will remain the same. In fact, change is just an incredible part of life. However, armed with a knowledge of the word, like in Jeremiah 29:11, we'll find new confidence in recognizing the source of our strength and promotion. You know it well, but I'm going to tell you again. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Glory. And you know the best part about that? Is it you don't have to be perfect to get it. You don't even, you just need to be saved and love the Lord and wanting to serve him forever. However, armed with this knowledge that he has a plan and a future and that his ministering angels are going before you, it's a whole lot easier, hallelujah, to lay your head on the pillow at night and fall into a restful sleep. Our rest needs to be found in his ability to lead, direct, guide our lives in fulfilling his plan and purpose. God's promotion will bring not only lasting but ever-growing increase into our lives.
Amen.
Is that right, baby?
That's it.
All right.
Psalm 71:21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Mm. As we walk in obedience to God's word, he will bring increase on every hand. Take heart, continue with new courage. For it is God that will bring promotion in ways that you've never anticipated or imagined. Now, we've talked about promotion from a spiritual dimension, but we want to share with you 10 ways to get your promotion by helping others get theirs. Always, always, always remember that promotion comes from God. And whatever good thing we do for anyone else, God will do for us.
In Ephesians 6:8.
Amen.
Says so.
Here are 10 ways to help your boss get promoted. Yeah, you heard us right. Here are 10 ways to help your boss get promoted, which will also reflect on you. What is your boss looking for? Developing a clear outline of your goals and needs will help you get right on
your
track.
Bosses.
I'm sorry?
Your boss's goals and needs.
Yes, that's right. Your boss's goal and needs. Thank you. Number two, what are your organization's goals? Your business probably cares about more than the bottom line. Read the prospectus or employee handbook to get on the same page as those managing you. If you're in tune with the goals of the organization, well, you'll reach a success where everyone prospers.
Mm. Number three, analyze the person. If your boss is not a morning person, it'd be best not to present your goals and get in tune with the goals of the organization until, let me put it this way. It just helps understanding to help him, her, or whoever to present them at a time when they're feeling better, like in the afternoon, if that's their thing. If it helps the understanding to see things in writing, then write your ideas down. Number four, observe. Observation is simple and also powerful. Pay attention to the cues and the clues of the behavior of your supervisors and then determine how you can help them succeed.
Number five, talk to your boss. Ask how you can help make your manager successful and in turn make yourself successful. Number six, be positive about others. You know, when people come to you talking about others, they're just as likely to be, to talk about you when you're not there. So be a supporter. Find something good to say about others. Don't join in talking about others behind their back. It's hard to find gossip about someone who speaks well of everyone.
That's right. Number 7, practice assertiveness. If you have a positive and helpful idea, don't be afraid to present it. Have your facts together in an organized manner. Stand up, look the person in the eye, and give them your opinion. Most any boss or supervisor is willing to hear people who have their facts together and make a straightforward presentation. And number 8, learn how to handle criticism. Since we are imperfect people, we're going to receive feedback. So don't immediately react like it's criticism or against you. Take it in, assess it, go home, think it over. Take in the meat and throw out the bones. Most of the time, people are really trying to help you.
Number 9, sell your ideas. See, you're selling more than your idea. You're selling yourself. Think it through and have their questions answered before they're asked. Number 10, build a wide set of relationships with people in the office. People with a high opinion of you are more willing to support your ideas. Be as kind to the floor sweeper as you are to your coworker and the boss. You never know when someone will find a valuable piece of paper on the floor. Return it to your desk instead of throwing it in the trash can. The golden rule works for everyone. Ephesians 6:8 in the Living Bible. Remember, the Lord will pay you for each good thing you do, whether you're a slave or free. Like the word says, promotion comes from the Lord. That's
Hallelujah.
Something you need to think about and meditate on these 10 things, and especially the scriptures that we cover.
Be encouraged. The thing about it is sometimes you do feel like you're about to be thrown in the fiery furnace. But, you know, be encouraged by understanding that the Word of God is true. Stand on it, claim it, and don't let it go, because the enemy of your soul will definitely try to get you to be discouraged and I mean, just down on everything.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't win unless you let him.
And even if you are thrown in the fiery furnace, God can keep you safe and bring you out.
I'm fired up. It's going to be a good day.
Yes, it is. If you're blessed by the teaching, go to heraldherring.com. Click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.